shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry burrito now.
Welcome to episode number 8 of The Drive to Stay Alive. As you could probably guess from that intro, I know you hate that kind of stuff, but as you could probably guess from the intro, this episode is about Christmas. When I was thinking about this episode last night, yes, I do a little bit of precognition, a little bit of brainstorming before I go into these, even though it doesn't seem like it. But when I was thinking about this last night, I was just like, you know what? Tis the season. But for me, it was going to be tis the season to bitch about Christmas. Because up until recently, I guess, I thought I hated Christmas. And while I will say that I still am not, like, you know, the world's biggest fan of Christmas, I can't with all my heart say that I hate it. And it's not so much, you know, a couple things that I'm going to mention, but it's probably more the fact that, like, I don't hate anything anymore. You know? I've just kind of changed recently, you know, during this whole... you know, life introspective thing that I'm doing. You know, it's like, it's hard to hate something now. Because, dude, hate's such a, like, I mean, it's so incredibly cliche, but, like, hate is such a strong word, man. Like, I'd rather, like, dislike Christmas or not enjoy it to the fullest. Or, you know, I'm just not a big fan of Christmas. Or, you know, me and Christmas, you know, once had this disagreement, you know, and we decided to settle our differences by saying, you know what, let's just agree to disagree. We don't see eye to eye. You know, that's me and Christmas. Me and Christmas are just kind of like, you know, a bunch of stubborn heads, you know, butting each other, you know, time after time. And, you know, I'm going to be here every year. Christmas is going to be here every year. So it's like, we just decided to bury the hatchet, me and Christmas. You know, and... that's it, you know, it's like, so I'm not going to hate Christmas. There's no sense, first of all, there's no sense in hating anything, because life's too short to hate. You know, like, you can't go through your life with anger and being mean and all that kind of crap. You know, it's just not worth it. You know, I'd rather spend my time loving and being happy and smiling and laughing. Because, you know, as I've witnessed, unfortunately, in my life, that we really do only have a set amount of time here. And the thing that sucks about it is that It could be 100 years. It could be 24 years. Like, you never know when your time's up. You could certainly, you know, take good care of your body and your mind and, you know, try to stay out of harm's way and everything like that. So you can certainly do a lot of things that will help you to, you know, last longer on this planet. But even still, I mean, you hear all the time about people in peak physical shape who have a heart attack while playing basketball. You know, and it's like, guy had like 2% body fat, but it's just like his heart wasn't strong enough. And so it's just kind of like, or, you know, people who like seemingly had their, you know, whole life ahead of them get tragically killed in a car accident, you know, or make a mistake and overdose on drugs, you know. It's like, it happens all the time. So it's like, we just really kind of never know exactly how long we got on this planet. So I think that's one of the things, like, I've been thinking about with this drive to stay alive. Well, it's the fact that, like, there is a reason I'm alive. There is a reason I'm here. And that reason isn't to hate. That reason isn't to cause harm to people on purpose. Reason isn't to, you know, be mad. And, you know, stuff like that. So, back to Christmas, though. So, Christmas used to really bother me because, you know, there's the whole, 'tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, everybody singing. Everybody likes to smile and have a good time, even though they're not. They spend lots of money, they don't have ring. Up a lot on the credit cards, go into debt buying things for others, people that they really don't even like. It's just kind of like rocking around the Christmas tree and setting up the lights. Our energy bill's gonna go through the roof 'cause we put a lot of shit on it. You know, I don't like the malls. I don't like the decorations. I don't like the Santa, everybody's cheery, the, you know, buying stuff and the cookies and this. Everything just pretty much bothers me about Christmas. You know, I'll admit, a lot of it has to do with Timmy, because Timmy, there's one thing, well, not one thing Timmy was really good at, there's a lot of things he was really good at, but one of the things that Timmy is really good at, that I'm maybe not so good at, but I'm getting better, is helping out with everything. Like, and, you know, call it maybe the lack of a job, or like, you know, his schedule as a musician, whereas like a lot of his shows are on nights and weekends and everything like that, but like, if like the Christmas lights needed to be set up, he'd always be able to do it. Ornaments need to be hung on the tree, he could do it, you know. Setting up the tree, like helping out with anything, just kind of like. And I do that kind of stuff, you know. I help my mom out with whatever she asks. But it's just kind of like, it's one of those things. It just was never my responsibility. So my whole life, even though I'd help out, it wasn't my sole responsibility to get this kind of shit done. So because of that, I didn't really, like, have to be in a position to like doing it. You know, like, I didn't have to like it because I didn't have to do it. If I really, really didn't want to set up the Christmas lights outside, I didn't have to do it because I knew Timmy would. Well, now, without Timmy, there's so many things I have had to change in my life. Both for myself and both in the way that I deal with others. And I help other people out, and like, the kind of, my role changed, I guess, in the family. You know, with James gone, Timmy gone, when James obviously moved, I don't want anybody to think, you know, something terrible happened. But no, with James out of state, Timmy gone, and Jenny just kind of like double booked all the time. If I don't help out, no one will. And so, I don't necessarily mind changing my life, but it's just kind of, it was never who I was. I was never like the reliable, helping kind of person, you know? And it's like, that's a good thing. I mean, that I've changed. I mean, let's not kid ourselves here. I mean, I think everybody's better off with me being a little nicer and a little friendlier and a little more reliable, responsible, like, and actually get outside the house and do something for a change, you know? So it's not a bad thing, but it's just different. So, Christmas, you know? First of all, it's like, I don't like buying things for people. Well, I mean, like, not on one day of the year. You know, it's like, people put so much attention and so much focus on the day of Christmas. I'm not even into the religious part yet. But, like, just the day of Christmas, as far as, like, you know, all the decorations and the shopping and the gifts and all that shit, like, people put so much focus on that. And look at how many people, like, donate to charity this time of year. You got the Salvation Army bell ringers out there, and you got, you know, people doing other things, like, and everybody's like, well, 'tis the season to remember those less fortunate. Well, shouldn't the entire year be, like, the season to remember those less fortunate? I mean, we shouldn't be only focusing on, like, one day. We should be, like, focusing year-round on what we can do to help other people. You shouldn't always, just like from December until like 2 weeks into January, like, the, you know, first week of January, that shouldn't be the only time of year when you like smile at people, hold the door open, you know, give somebody a greeting, send them a card to tell them how much you appreciate them, or like, why do we only do it during 1 month a year? I mean, that kind of stuff should be really done year-round. Like, it should always be the season. I mean, that's one thing I don't get. That's one of the reasons Christmas kind of bothers me. It's almost kind of, I guess, it's almost kind of an overload, you know? Like, too much cheer, too much holiday, too much, like, you know, gooey goodness, you know? In like a 1 month span, where it's like, dude, just instead of like focusing all your time and energy on this 1 month, like spread it out over the whole year, man. Like, why? What purpose does it serve being nice for 1 month out of the year? Just being a total wretched piece of shit the whole like other 11 months out of the year? Like, you know, kids all the time, like, you know, when your parents would always say shit to you like, like, well, you better behave, you know, you better watch out, and you better not cry, and you better not pout, because I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming, so, you know, make sure you act nice, and don't hit your brother, and don't bite the babysitter, you know, like, shit like that, like, and kids listen, because they're, you know, expecting a monetary reward in the form of presents, and the whole rest of the 11 months of the year just a bunch of snot-nosed little fucks, you know? And I'll admit, I was the same, you know? I'm actually embarrassed of a lot of stuff that are going on in my life, like, that's why I hope with this whole drive to stay alive thing that, like, this is a permanent change. Like, my whole method of thinking now has changed, just kind of, like, mellowed out a whole lot. I try not to let the, you know, things upset me. I only really, like, take care of things that are in my control and just kind of, like, let a lot of things kind of just, you know, roll off my back, whatever. Like, I just hope this is a permanent change because, dude, the way I was living, the way I was before, just, like, it just sucked, man. I'm not gonna, like, sugarcoat it. I was an awful person for many years. Probably my whole life, you know? And got pretty good reasons, you know, for a lot of things I've done in my life, and some not so good reasons, but the thing is, like, I can't be like I used to be, man. Take, for example, last night at work, found a $20 bill on the ground, and I couldn't keep it. in all good conscience, I couldn't keep it, even though there was one other person around, but she didn't drop it. I asked her, she didn't drop it. And I'm just kind of like, it, you know, unclaimed money, or like, you know, money without, like, outside of a wallet, or, you know, that's not in a wallet or a purse, you can't really identify it, you know? But I was just like, so it's mine, but I couldn't have it. I mean, in all sense of the finders, keepers, losers, weepers, like, law, it was my money, but I couldn't keep it. I gave it to my boss. I'm just like, look, I found this. I don't want it. You know, you can have it, or give it to find it, to give it to somebody, or do something with it. I don't know. It's not, I can't have this. And it's crazy, just like the fact that, like, I think like that nowadays, because I don't want to fuck with karma. You know, like, for the first time in my life, I kind of feel like I'm trying to make a permanent change, a permanent attitude and lifestyle change, and I'm worried that I might fuck it up. I'm worried that this ancient force of, you know, do good and good will come upon you, and do bad and bad will come upon you. I'm worried that some ancient, you know, curse will act upon me if I don't follow it. That's crazy. Like, I can't believe I believe in that. But at this point in my life, I'm willing to try anything. Because for 30 years, like, shit hasn't been working out for me. I mean, granted, I've had a lot of good things happen to me, and, you know, but I wasn't happy. And especially the last couple of years, I've just been miserable. And I can't keep doing that. I can't do it anymore. So I'm willing at this point to do anything possible to make a change. So I don't know what that has to do with Christmas, honestly. Because this was supposed to be Christmas-centric, you know, this drive to stay alive here, because Christmas is coming up in just a few days, you know? But it's the kind of thing that, like, this is just more about life, you know? This is my life. And I'm going to decide what happens. I'm going to decide how I live it and what happens to me and, well, everything within my realm of control. I'm gonna make sure that it's all good. So I guess like Ebenezer Scrooge, I had an epiphany, you know, and I wasn't visited by three ghosts of three ghosts of mystery, but I had some form of epiphany where I'm just like, I gotta change. Change your ways, Scrooge, or doomed, Scrooge, you're doomed for all time. You know, like, I can't be like that. I can't suffer, you know, for all eternity because of the shit that I've done, like, so far in my life. So, I guess I can stand Christmas. There's a lot of things about Christmas I do like. And even though, for instance, like Christmas songs are annoying as fuck. I'm not gonna, like, lie. Especially when I hear them in, like, October, and it's just like, you fucking kidding me? No Christmas songs, it's October. But then, like, in November, you start hearing them, and you're like, all right. You know, in December, you hear them, and you're like, okay, I guess. But it's like, Christmas songs, they're all right, I guess. I would rather, I enjoy, like, playing them with, like, Reindeer Paws, my mom's singing group. That's a whole lot of fun. Just because, like, I have a couple beverages. Not the hot cocoa ones either. And since I'm not, like, technically a part of their group, I don't practice with them or anything, or I'm not given any assignments or lead or vocals or whatever. I just kind of hang out in the background and do some background vocals or like play some percussion. I play like some bells and like those wooden blocks, like, and you know, tambourine, and do some like, you know, maracas on Feliz Navidad, like that kind of shit. I love, I absolutely love singing with reindeer paws. Not so much singing with the church choir. That's one thing that I definitely will like to avoid at all costs. And I guess, like, just about at work. But there's more to talk about as far as the whole religious aspect of Christmas goes. And I'm probably sure there's some other things I can bury. Like, you know, one of the skeletons in Santa's closet. You know, there's a couple things I can pull out about Christmas that, you know, it's got to be some reasons why I dislike Christmas, other than some of the things I've already mentioned. So we'll see what happens. But it's Christmas. It's like, hey, McLean, did you get this ticket out in front of my airport? Like, yeah. Ah, what the hell? It's Christmas! Do you talk like I talk? You don't, you don't. You sound like a Chinese. I can't understand your accent, your dirty knees. I can't understand your accent, please. Do you look like I do? No, no, you don't. 'Cause you don't eat much. Don't eat a whole entire pizza at once. No, you don't eat entire pizza at once. That's, in a very weird way, the intro to the second half of the Drive to Stay Alive, this current... this current episode. So Christmas. Christmas, Christmas. What can I say about Christmas that I haven't already said? One of the big things is just how it kind of, you know, really just annoys me. But I think that we said we were past that part. We're no longer going to talk about how Christmas and me just kind of don't get along. We're going to just be all right with that. And just remember things like... I guess if I want to point out things that I do like about Christmas. One thing I really like is that it gives me a chance to get together with my family. My family's really close, but the problem is as people get older, as people move further away and, you know, have their own lives and stuff like that, like, you don't hang out nearly as much as you used to. And I'm lucky that my family still does hang out a whole lot, but still, like, holidays are that time when everybody gets together and, hangs out. We always have like an incredible time, and I end up laughing the whole night just because it's freaking hilarious, you know. My family is so funny in so many ways, and I don't think they all know it. I mean, it's not that funny, like, haha, laugh at you, like, your pants are around your ankles funny, but just like funny, like genuinely funny, that you could probably like film a reality show about my family and like America would love it. But not like most reality shows that, like, you know, most reality shows are just like, oh, look how stupid those people are. Like, well, I guess you gotta get that from my family too. But getting off that topic. One thing, like, I guess Christmas, for me, I guess a lot of the reasons, I don't know if I'm going to get into the fact that, like, I guess I can't point out a whole lot that I do like about Christmas. I think I've just come to, like, you know, accept it, like I was saying before. I was kind of like, well, Christmas is going to be here whether you like it or not. Even if, like, you're Jewish or the African religion that celebrates Kwanzaa, because I don't think that's just, like, a black thing. I think it's actually religion-based. Of course, I don't know, because when it comes to stuff like that, I'm just, like, this giant idiot who just makes, you know, assumptions. But even if you're Jewish and you don't celebrate, like, the biblical, religious, you know, Jesus-centric Christmas, you still can't avoid it. Every time you turn on the radio, you know, turn on the radio and you hear, like, you know, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had some fungus between his toes. Found out it was athlete's foot. Really messed up his nose. He went to the Walgreens, got something that would eradicate it. Now Rudolph can run around without his feet feeling like shit. You know, it's like you turn on the radio and you hear those songs, and you're Jewish and you're just like, ugh. You know, it's like, well, how many times you turn on the radio and you hear, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay, and when you're dry and ready, with dreidel I shall play. You don't hear, like, Jewish songs on the radio, because I guess maybe there's only, like, two or three of them. What's the other one, like, there's probably another Jewish song, I don't know. So, I'm guessing the reason why they don't play a lot of Jewish songs on the radio is because there aren't a lot of them. I'll just state that for the record. But, I mean, you turn on the, you know, radio, you hear Christmas music. You go into the shopping mall, you hear Christmas music. There's Santa, you know, and everything. So even if you don't believe in the whole Christ, you know, part of Christmas, you're still, like, inundated with the Santa and the commercialism of it. And it's, like, it just sucks. I mean, like, for somebody who's, like, doesn't buy into that kind of crap, it's, like, it's just got to be awful. And think of how much worse that Christmas has to be for, like, poor people. You know, like, who don't get any presents and shit like that. Like, it's just got to be awful. Like, you're just sitting there, you're watching TV. You know, maybe you watch TV and you see all these, you know, things for these toys and everything like that. Or even, like, I mean, I'm sure, like, poor people, you still go to school. And if you go to, like, you know, a semi-decent school, you still might, you know, have, you know, go to school with, like, people who aren't, like, as poor as you. And so, like, you'll be in school and everyone's like, yeah, here's what I got for Christmas. And you're like, dude, I got some pants and, like, a hat. And that's, you mean that's what you need to survive? You know, I was like, what the hell are you gonna do without, like, you know, warm clothes and everything? But still, it's like, you don't get all the cool flashy toys like, you know, everybody else gets. And so it's gotta suck balls to be, like, poor at Christmas. And so Christmas isn't universally loved and accepted, you know. So, I think what I'm trying to get at is the fact that, like, people give me shit for not liking Christmas. And I'm just like, ugh, like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I want to watch, like, It's a Wonderful Life, you know? Like, I got to watch, you know, the Rudolph and the Grinch Who Stole Christmas and, you know, and all those Christmas movies. Like, it's a huge thing, a huge deal for a lot of people. And granted, I do love, there's some Christmas movies that I really love. Like, in particular, like, I love National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase is just brilliant in that movie. Randy Quaid and everything. I mean, it's a fantastic movie. And so I can't talk shit about that at all. There's not one thing I have against that movie. And my favorite Christmas movie in the Christmas sense is, like, how, you know, that most people would revile as, like, a Christmas, you know, like, label as a Christmas movie. My second favorite Christmas movie would have to be The Muppets Christmas Carol, just because, like, I do think that movie is, like, brilliant. As far as casting, Michael Caine as Scrooge, unbelievably brilliant casting. And then it just has, you know, the traditional Muppet humor thrown in there. You get, like, you know, Kermit as Cratchit. And then, you know, Gonzo is, like, you know, the narrator. And, you know, it's just, like, there's not a lot of characters for people to be. But, like, they use them so well, you know. It's, like, sticking Fozzie in there and, like, making the fucking old bastards be, like, you know, the Marley Brothers and shit. Like, so they do a really good job of, like, casting the Muppets and everything. So that's incredible. But if I had to really admit, like, my favorite Christmas movie, like, honestly, favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard. And everybody gives me shit about that. They're like, that's not a Christmas movie. I'm like, have you ever fucking seen Die Hard? You know, it's like, the party is like a Christmas party at Nakatomi Plaza. You know, Bruce Willis, like, there's John McClane, writes on, you know, the dead bodies guy, like, ho, 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 now I have a machine gun. You know, like, there's holiday music, and I mean, if Die Hard's not a Christmas movie, I don't know what is. And, like, Die Hard 2 is as much of a Christmas movie as Die Hard is, you know? And so, those are my two favorite Christmas movies, and on Christmas, you know, the last 2 years, we watched those as a family. And then, my third favorite Christmas movie is Gremlins. So as you can see, like, I'm anything but traditional, you know, as far as, like, the whole Christmas thing goes. Like, you know, I have my own Christmas traditions now, like the Noel sign that my mom hangs up in her house. It's got to be flipped over to Leon. And, you know, thankfully my mom's cool enough where she accepts this kind of shit from us nowadays. Or, like, you know, the little choir boy head. You know, he's perched on top of the Christmas tree. You know, goofy shit like that. I mean, if I'm going to sit here and suffer through, like, you know, another Christmas, I'm going to make Christmas, like, fucking rule, you know? I'm going to, like, you know, make it so it's bearable, I guess, you know? And that it's to my liking, so I mean, I guess I can handle Christmas, you know, because really, you live in America, and you live in a middle-class family and shit like that. Like, really, what choice do you have except to, like, handle Christmas? You know, it's like there's really nothing you can do about it. So I could sit here and just get mad about it, or I could just accept it and just be like, all right, let's go Christmas. So we'll talk about more in just a second here. Oops, fuck. I think one of my biggest problems, I guess, with Christmas is that the whole, like, mythos of Christmas is kind of gone. You know? Like, Christmas used to mean, like, so much more than it does now. Like, now Christmas is all just about the money and about the presents and all that kind of shit. And I guess some of that's my own fault. But think about this shit, like, dude, how about when you were a kid, think about how fucking sweet, like, Christmas used to be. Like, you'd wait, like, the whole month, you know, just for, like, one day, like, you know, with this magical man stop by your house. I don't even know how he knew where you lived. And he gave you exactly what you wanted. And it was just insane, like, for free, too. For free, no less, you know? You just got what you wanted because you asked for it. You either sent his ass a letter, you know, or you sat on his lap at some random, like, location, and you got what you asked for. It's just, it's insane. Like I said, it's a fucking magical event. And then sometime along the way during childhood, either your parents tell you or that asshole kid at school tells you that Santa Claus isn't real and it's really just your parents who have been giving you presents all along. And for so many kids, it's soul-crushing because you put so much, like, belief and so much, like, stock into this Santa Claus character. You know, and it's kind of, you think, like, your whole life is a lie because your parents would tell you, you know, like, you know, be good, you know, because Santa's always watching, and you're just like, oh, man, I should probably be good. So it's like, kind of tears away, you know, all the reasons to, like, you know, be a respectable member of society. I mean, eventually then you grow up a little bit and you figure out that, like, you know, like, obeying the law and what the police can do to you is actually worse than what Santa can do. You realize the police are always watching. It's not Santa, you know? And so then you start behaving, you know, because of the consequences. With Santa, there was, you know, what was the consequences? You don't get free gifts. You know, it's like, yeah, so it's like you don't get that, you know, that truck, you know, that makes noise and flashes lights and everything that you wanted. But so what? You didn't have that thing anyway. You don't do what the police tell you, and you end up in jail, and you get ass-raped, you know, by some, like, guy who just made you his bitch. You know, it's like, that's scarier than, like, Santa's watching. Be like, Leroy and Cell Block 3 is watching, you know? That'll get kids to, like... that'll get kids to, like, you know, do good. I don't know what will. But I don't know how I got there. But, like... So, like, the myth of Christmas is just kind of, like... It's such this incredible thing. Everything surrounding it. The North Pole, the reindeers, the elves, you know? Santa's workshop and... All that kind of stuff is just so incredible. And it kind of really leaves you with that feeling that, like, you know, if you do good, something good will come in return. And there's just that promise, you know, of the good times are right around the corner. You know? And I guess it's a good way to trick kids to being good for a month. Because, you know, let's face it, kids are assholes. You know, a bunch of little fuckers running around biting people and stuff. So... I guess it's good in a way, but when you get old enough to kind of, you know, realize, you know, mom and dad are just the ones, you know, that are mortgaging the house in order to buy you that race car track that you wanted, you know, or Tickle Me Elmo, or standing in line, like, you know, fighting people for the hottest toys, you realize that kind of shit, and you're just kind of like, dude, Christmas kind of sucks, you know, and then you get to a point where you start getting money. And it's cool and everything like that, but it's like, when I get an envelope for Christmas, it's like, alright, here's some money. I guess I'll go buy some booze with it. But it's just like, I go to a job to make money, you know? Like, Christmas nowadays really doesn't do it for me, man. Like, it's just nothing in it for me. And I guess a lot of that has a fact to do with, like, I can't unwipe my... can't unwrap my wife's blouse or my girlfriend's blouse and to open up to reveal my Christmas present. That sounded really weird and creepy. I was thinking, like, my wife's body is like a present to me, and, you know, I gotta unwrap her clothing to get at, you know, what I really want. You know, it's like, it's no wonder I'm still single, you know, because I'm like, all I want for Christmas is you and your pussy. Oh, God. I mean, this one thing's like... It's no wonder why I don't have any friends or, like... Because that's... I mean, that's my method of thinking. Like, granted, I probably don't really act like that. But... Look, it's just the way I talk. I just talk like an asshole. So, I guess, you know, we're going to talk about then, I guess there's another reason, maybe, why I don't like Christmas. And that's, I guess, my falling out with Jesus, you know? Like, I believed in Jesus my whole life, you know? Because, like, honestly, like, Christmas, you couldn't have Christmas without Christ, you know? It's like, let's just get back to the root of, you know, the whole idea of celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, you know? It's like, if Jesus doesn't come to this planet, like, we're all fucked, you know? If you believe in Jesus in heaven and all that kind of stuff. So Jesus came to take away all our sins and everything and opens up the gates of heaven for us, you know, after, you know, mankind you know, created, like the ultimate sins and everything like that. So, you know, it's because of Jesus that we get to go back home, you know. So it's like we should be celebrating the birth of Christ because that's an important day in our history if you're a Catholic, a Christian. And, well, the deal with me is, I guess, I was raised, you know, Catholic. Went to church every Sunday, Sunday school, and all that kind of stuff and everything. But basically, growing up for me, religion was something you were forced to do. Not something that you were ever really did on your own. You went to Sunday every week because mom and dad told you to. And in a way, I agree with religion because a lot of the moral values that I still have to this day are because of religion. You know, like, love each other as you would have loved yourself. You know, like, don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat. You know, that kind of shit. And there's a lot of things I do thank, you know, my religion for. Because I think I do have a very good moral background and a very good head on my shoulders because of teachings that you've learned from, you know, Mass or Sunday school or the Bible or anything like that. Like, can't take it all at face value, but I mean, the core beliefs of religion are pretty strong. So I just kind of, like, more believe instead of, like, not God per se, but that, I guess, a God, that there's somebody out there kind of looking after you. You know? Like, life in itself, and all the shit that happens, it's too amazing to be an accident. You know? It's just one of those things where it's just like, it can't all just be random acts. Like, your world, like, the way that everything kind of comes together, like, how everything, like, everything in my life, no matter how shitty it gets, everything kind of just comes together in the end in a way that kind of makes sense. It's not always the way I wanted it to happen, obviously, because if I had my way, you know, my brother would still be alive for one, you know? I mean, but things just kind of have their way of working themselves out, and so got Christ to thank for that, I guess, or God. A form of God, some being that's kind of looking over us. So, to get back to Christ and Christmas, it's just kind of like, I kind of stopped going to church a certain point many years ago. And so, to me, the whole Jesus and God part of Christmas was not important. Like, I believed in faith as kind of more of a abstract, you know, any day of the year you can be surrounded by faith, and you didn't need one day to celebrate it. So Christmas, as far as the religious aspect, wasn't important to me. Then Christmas, as far as the commercial aspect, was not as important to me. The monetary, buying gifts and all that shit. Christmas as the watching holiday movies and setting up lights and singing songs and everything became not that important to me. So I hope then you're starting to understand that I really just don't give a shit about Christmas. Because by highlighting, like, those aspects of it, what's there really in Christmas for me? Like, what's the point? You know, I mean, I get that people like it. To me, it's just another time of year. It's just a time of year when it's cold outside, it snows. Things kind of suck around here in Wisconsin. And you just kind of deal with it. It's just another time of year you deal with. So, I wish I had something, like, more nice to say, or more kind of uplifting, or just kind of just, this isn't isn't what I wanted to talk about, I guess. It's strange, like, I wanted to try to find a reason, like, why, you know, to like Christmas, and I think, you know, and the problem is, so I have, like, a, you know, I think I might have touched upon this earlier, but I have a new reason to not like Christmas, and it's the fact that, like, you can't spell Christmas without Timmy, and, I mean, that's quite literally T-I-M-M-Y are, you know, all letters in Mary, I should say, you should, I'm sorry, I did that wrong. That was an idiot for a second again. It's that you can't spell Merry Christmas without Timmy. The letters T-I-M-M-Y are in those two words. And so when someone says, like, have a Merry Christmas, so it's like, well, I can't have a Merry Christmas without Timmy. And holidays, unfortunately, when you've lost somebody that you loved, holidays kind of remind you, you know, that you get together with everybody, but, like, not everybody's there. So it's like, for other people where it might be a happy time, it's just kind of like, yeah, it's still a happy time, still fun and everything. But it just kind of does remind me of who's not there. And it's just kind of, it just kind of sucks. Like, when you, and I can honestly see, I mean, they say all the time that suicide rates increase around the holidays, because everything, you, every time, like, you watch TV or a movie or, you know, something like that, you look in a magazine, in the newspaper, you don't see someone celebrating Christmas by themselves. Because nobody does. Everybody spends Christmas with other people. So if, like, you're by yourself, or you, like, don't have anybody to hang out with, like, Christmas can be a really lonely time of year. And I just kind of wish, I guess here's my wish. I wish that everybody didn't make such a big deal about Christmas. That's probably, you know, the thing that bothers me the most. Is that the fact that, like, everybody loves Christmas. Except for me. You know? I'll be honest and I'll be like, fuck Christmas, you know? Even if the Mexican in me wants to sing along to Feliz Navidad, Christmas really sucks. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Gonna go home, drink some tequila now. Gonna pass out on the floor after eating a burrito supreme. Gonna pass out on the floor with my sombrero over my eyes. Gonna wear my serape, dance around like a Mexican does. Take a siesta in the afternoon, and I'm gonna drink. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. I think I pissed off all the Mexicans. Ha ha! I mean, I'm just an awful person. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing anymore. Like, this is one of those times when, like, I really wanted to come on here and be a little more uplifting. You know, just be like, hey man, you know, things are working out well in this drive to stay alive, you know? I'm finding all these cool things about my life I didn't know, and, you know, there's a little, you know, glimmer of hope, and, you know, the silver lining at the end of the rain, at the edge of the cloud, and, you know, be like, oh, there's a pile of gold underneath the rainbow, and, you know, just like all this happy shit. But I'm just not, I'm not happy. And Christmas doesn't make me feel like being happy. Everybody else goes all fucking wild, you know, about, like, this and that. Oh, Christmas, yay! And I'm just like, fuck Christmas, you know? So, sorry to, if you actually listen to this, I'm sorry that I, just really being such a Scrooge, you know? I'm just kind of really, dampening the Christmas spirit, but I can't pretend, you know? I can't sit here and just be like, you know, it's the most wonderful time of year, because it's really not the most wonderful time of the year. This time of year sucks. It fucking sucks balls, you know? Maybe someday I'll find a reason to like about it. I think it's one of those things that, like, once you have children, you find, like, a new love for everything, because, like, you get to buy presents for them and go through the whole mythos of Santa again, and you get to, you know, see the looks on their faces, reminds you of being a child, and, you know, all that nonsense, you know. So I think, you know, someday maybe I'll learn to understand Christmas. And who knows? Who knows if that's actually going to happen? I'm probably going to put my money on no, because unless I get my shit together really quick, I'm not going to have a family and everything, because let's face it, I'm not getting any younger. So, I've lost that Christmas feeling. Whoa, that Christmas feeling. I've lost that Christmas feeling, because it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Boo-doom, boo-doom. Come on, Scotty, won't you sit down here on my lap? And tell me, Scotty, what I can bring you for your nap. Scotty, 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 I'm Santa. Oh, I'll bring back that Christmas feeling, Scotty. Oh, that Christmas feeling. Bring back that Christmas feeling, cause it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So the Christmas feeling is gone, you know. And who knows when it's coming back. But, you know, like this drive to stay alive, I guess I'm just going to keep on driving until I figure out, you know, everything. Who knows how long this journey is going to take. But, like I've been saying, whole point of this is that I'm at least out there searching for answers. I'm out there on this journey. And we'll see where it takes us, man. You know? You just never really know. But it's still life. It's still worth living. And just, you know, go out there and do it, man. You only got one life. Live it up. Whether or not you like Christmas or not, you know, just still out there and just experience it. That's what I'm doing. Don't necessarily like everything I'm doing this time of year. But the important thing is I'm still doing it. Because I have the chance to do it. A lot of people don't. So as long as I got the chance to keep living, I guess I'm just going to keep on doing it. So, ho, 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 wish you a Merry Christmas to the people that care. And bah humbug, go fuck yourselves to the people who don't. No, I'm sorry. And bah humbug, you old misers and Scrooges who don't. So, take care of yourselves. Keep driving, keep living.